My first question is how we can clear our heart so that we can get Krishna Prema.
Radhe Radhe, Jai Guru Shri Guru Jai Guru. Yadharan ki jai, Jagannath Dev ki jai, Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai. The devotee is asking a question, how we can clean our heart so we become qualified to advance in bhakti bhajan and attain the coveted param gati, or the goal of prema. Krishna Prema, Prema Pumartha Mahan. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Oh, Prema is the fruit of the tree of devotion, bhakti. So every tree begins with a seed, and then from seed comes sprout, then stem, then branches, then leaves, then flowers, then finally fruit, a fruit-bearing tree like mango. We begin with a seed. Rupa Goswami says that bhakti begins with shraddha. Bhakti is a seed. Bhav is the flower. And Krishna Prem, Radha Krishna Prem, is the fruit. It's a sequence, a krama, step by step. So the first step on the bhakti path, there's nine steps to Prem, and then from Prema to Mahabhav, there's seven more steps. So there's 16 stages and 16 levels that the jiva must pass through to attain the prem seva of Radha and Krishna and the kunchas of Vrindavan. Because to serve Radha and Krishna yuga and Vrindavan, then the jiva must become siddha. And then in siddha sarup, in prem, then his prem, he can develop you by bhakti bhajan. And by mercy of Guru and Krishna, one develops bhava and prema in this very body, in this sadhaka rup, physical, material body, and some lifetime, maybe this, maybe next, maybe a few times, can't say. It's in Krishna's hands. So now you have prema, but prema is not sufficient to enter lila, but it's the entrance qualification. So now with prema, you'll give up this body. The sadhaka who has attained siddhi, prema means siddhi, perfection is siddhi, sadhaka becomes siddha. Siddha means attaining prema. Sadhaka, he goes to bhakti, then bhakti, nishta bhakti, then ruchi bhakti, then asakti bhakti, then bhava bhakti, then prema. When one attains siddhi and prema, then he leaves this material physical body, takes birth, appears from the womb of a gopi in Madhura Rati, if he's pursuing Madhura Rati to serve Radha and Krishna and Gopi Bha, Manjari Bha. Then he's born in the Prakat Leela of Krishna in some earth planet and some universe where Krishna's Nitya Leela is manifesting, Prakat Leela. And there he gets further training. Now the gurus are not some guru from this world, but the gurus are the Nityaparikars, and the gurus are the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, Lalita, Ishaka, Chitra, Champak, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Induleka, Rupa Mandri, Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri, like this, and your Guru Mandri. They're all there as your Sangis, Sanganis, as your Prayasis, as your Sakigan, your girlfriends. And there's certain maryada, there's a certain behavior and certain etiquette and conduct. There's higher and lower in terms of spiritual, social hierarchy. Gopis and then Priyanarma Sakis and Priya Sakis and different categories due to intimacy or due to confidentiality with Radha and Krishna and their particular natures. So it's a long road to final perfection. So that requires one attains full purity. One must have complete purity of senses, indriya shuddh, and man, and buddhi, and hankar. Everything must be pure. So pure, not only sattva, but vishuddha sattva. which is goodness mixed with transcendence, goodness mixed with Bladini and Samvit. When the goodness of a pure heart and the goodness of an advanced devotee meets with the Vishuddha Sattva, energy of the Lord or his associates at the level of Bhava and Bhakti, then one becomes fully purified and Vishud, Visheshud, a special level and category of purity, which is transcendental purity, way beyond anything in this material world. So that all begins with Ado Shada Tata Sada Sangha Bhajana Kriya. Begins with faith. Faith is a gift of God. Faith is a gift of Guru. So bhakti begins with faith, and faith is a gift of God. Many people in the world are faithless. They have no faith in God. Or they maybe not, I don't care. That's also faithless. We call it agnostic. Agnostic, he may be there, he may not be there. What do I care? He's there, he's not there. What do I care? I'm busy with my life. My job, my family, my career, my money, my life. It's my life. So that's about 90% of the people in Kali Yuga. So when we have that faith will direct us. Krishna in the heart takes a special notice. When he gives that faith and he gives that belief in God, then he also, because that's a gift, it's given by God, it's not a birthright. Not everyone that's born has faith in God. It's not a given. It's some do, some don't. Why? Because some were given faith and some were not. Otherwise, we're nityabhata. We're eternally conditioned. Time eternal. Unless mercy comes inside. How, when, where? We don't know. That's the idea of mercy. All mercy which turns one to God, or all mercy which brings one to a saint or a spiritual person, it is called ahoituki. There's no need to say causeless mercy, because spiritual mercy is all causeless. We don't know how it happened. We don't know where it happened. We don't know when it happened. And sometimes they write, the acharyas say, was due to purva sanskaras, or prachin sanskara, means old or from prior lifetimes. But even then, we're carrying it over this lifetime, but how do we get it that lifetime? Well, I don't know. Somehow, Guru or God. So if you have that faith, then Krishna will, when he wills, he'll give you bhakti, the seed of bhakti. Krishna can give the seed of bhakti directly himself, because he's right in the heart of every jiva, Paramatma. Or Krishna may manifest, he does manifest, he may give bhakti through the guru, Shiksha Diksha Guru. So when one receives that mercy of Krishna and faith and then guru, then he takes diksha, then he begins a life of bhakti bhajan. Then the purification begins. You may think about going to college and read many books in preparation for going to college. Maybe the same subjects that you'll study. But it has some value, but it doesn't have any measurable value, because you can read and read and read, but without school and without teachers and without attendance and without performance on exams, there's no result. There's no degree. There's no matriculation. There's no qualification. You don't pass out of the school. You don't graduate. So the same thing, we may have some vague idea about bhakti or inclination or curiosity about Krishna, but unless we enroll in the school of bhakti with the teachers in the institution of, let's say, as far as the analogy, performing bhakti bhajan under the guidance of guru, then the purification will be very slow and the road to God will be very, very long. With the mercy of Guru, so much mercy comes through Guru and Parampara. And Krishna also, he gives special favor to those that actually surrender, because we're pleasing him. Pleasing Krishna or pleasing anyone means to do what they like, to do what they want. So Krishna says everywhere, surrender unto me. and learn about me. And then he even says how to do it. How do you, you want to know the truth? You can only know the truth by bhakti. And you get bhakti from a guru. Tadviti pranipatena. You have questions, you have curiosity, then you have to do pranipatena. You have to surrender to guru. Guru is Krishna. Acharya ma vijaniyam sakshat hari. Bhagavati, sakshat bhagavati. Seventh canto of Bhagavatam, there's one verse, is sakshat bhagavati. Guru is directly Krishna, Bhagavan. The word Bhagavan means qualified. It means he has many qualities. The word Bhagavan means qualified. So many qualities. So the path of purification, how to become purified, how to attain prema, which is your question, the answer is pray to Krishna to inspire you to surrender to Guru. Surrender to Guru, follow properly the path of bhakti bhajan, and you'll become purified and eventually attain prema. That's the answer. There's no other mystery or magic. It's a long, hard road. There's no instant way to get a degree. There's a patented way. Everyone gets a degree, follows the same path. So many hundreds of people graduate from this school, and it's a high-ranking school, and we have very high percentage. They always boast about that. See, our school, our graduating class, 10% people got jobs in the first year. They say many things like this. But every single person that got that promotion, or every student that got the degree and got the position in business or a job, he went through the same school with the same teachers with the same textbooks and the same classrooms. Year up, 5 year, your father went to that school, your brother went to that school, you went to that school. Sometimes happens. And everyone studies the same thing. Everyone becomes an engineer, they all studied engineering. So the same thing, everyone that gets love of God, there's a school of love. The school of love is the way of the guru, is the teachings of guru and shastra. So there's no way around it. There's no self-made siddha. Every siddha has someone above him, blessing him, guru and Krishna.